Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Ramadan, the month of goodness and faith. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most noble, the most magnificent, the one who has made Ramadan the best of months from the year. O Allah, our Lord, to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, your messengers, in the last day, and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. We are content with you as our Lord, Islam as our religion, and our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as our Prophet. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and his companions and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, in order that you may attain unto taqwa. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. After a few days, we will be welcoming the blessed month of Ramadan. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to attain unto this noble month, and that the blessed crescent or the new moon that marks the beginning of the month comes upon us, wherein we are in a state of bil yumni wal iman wa salamati wal islam, that we be in a state of blessings and faith with soundness and Islam. For this is a tremendous month, a month full of goodness and barakah, a month in which the doors of paradise are opened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. When Ramadan begins, the doors of paradise are opened. Brothers and sisters, this hadith is a pointer to the many doorways and means by which we can engage in devotion in this month. It indicates the different forms of worship that we can perform and the degree to which reward therein is magnified and our sins are forgiven. Hence, at the inception of this month, a caller calls out, فَيَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. O seeker of the good, come near. Indeed, this is a month of goodness that has drawn nearer to us. Its times are precious and its days are limited. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us by saying, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Fasting is for a limited number of days. So the one who succeeds is the one who invests their time in Ramadan in the best of ways, devoting themselves to some sort of means of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find such a person fasting during the day and praying during the night, seeking the countenance of his Lord, hoping for forgiveness for their sins. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Man sama Ramadan وَقَامَهُ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whomsoever fasts Ramadan and spends its nights in prayer with faith and seeking reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they shall have their past sins forgiven. O slaves of Allah, indeed from the greatest of ways we can invest our time in Ramadan is the recitation of, the listening to, and the reflecting upon the verses of the Qur'an. For Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan is that in which the Qur'an was revealed, a guidance for the people, and clear proofs of guidance and a criterion. Brothers and sisters, the Sahaba were those who acted upon this verse. For they realized that the way of Ramadan was to devote themselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst their tongues would flow with the remembrance of their Creator, seeking the rewards thereby and forgiveness for their sins. They were those who hoped that their devotion would be an intercessor for them on the day of judgment with their Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us. He said, "As-siyamu wal Quran yashfa'ani lil 'abdi yawm al-qiyamah." Fasting and the recitation of the Quran intercede for a man on the day of judgment. Yaqulu siyam. So fasting says, "Ay Rabbi, mana'tahu at-ta'am wash-shahawat bin-nahar, fayashfi'ni fi." Oh my Lord, I've kept him away from his food and his passions by the day, so accept my intercession for him. وَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنُ مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ فَيَشْفَعْنِي فِي. And the Quran says, I've kept him away from sleeping in the night, so accept my intercession for him. And the response will come, قَالْ فَيُشَفِّعَانِ. And then the intercession will be accepted. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a month of effort. And it's a month of high resolve and determination. And the one who engages with this month, with this resolve, is the one who attains unto success and achievement. So let us not be people who lack such resolve. And let us be those who organize their times, making sure to ensure that we are giving due devotion to every single moment that we have, and that we take care of our moments in Ramadan. This also ensures that we look after hearts. This also ensures that we are conscious of our prayers. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khamsu salawatin." He said there are five times of prayer. Iftaradahunna Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Man ahsana wudu'ahunna wa sallahunna liwaqtihinna, whomsoever performs his ablution in the best of ways and observes them, his prayers at the best, at the correct time. And وَأَتَمَّ رُكُوعَهُنَّ, and makes complete or does his ruku' in the best of ways. وَخُشُوعَهُنَّ, and is in a state of khushu' in them. كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَهْدٌ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Then such a person has a covenant from Allah to forgive him. So brothers and sisters, let us engage in this month in the best of ways. And whilst we're engaging in fasting, and we're engaging in recitation of the Quran, and we're engaging in our prayers, let us not forget to engage in hearts, looking after the hearts of those next to us, and bringing happiness to the hearts of those who are in need in this month. For many a person is in need, and many a person needs someone to help them in this month, and that's why this is also a month of charity. And from this looking after hearts, we should not neglect the hearts of those closest to us. This is a month of strengthening the bonds of family. And that's why it's important that these, especially the times of suhoor and iftar, the times when we are eating together, that we make these moments of connection together, that we make these moments of embedding in our hearts and our souls this love and mutual affection between one another. For this is one of the greatest of means by which the sense of barakah in this blessed month comes. So Allah, we ask you that you enable us to reach Ramadan, and you aid us in our fasting and our prayers in the night, and you help us in our recitation of the Quran. And that is not something difficult for you, Ya Rab, that you make us be those who attain unto the great, great reward of this month, and that you forgive us our sins so that we leave this month as those who have been forgiven their sins. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for indeed he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.